The Alkane Dictico HaToyra B'mitzvah Schala, and this is why you'll find something very interesting, why the Torah is very specific in its wording when it speaks about this mitzvah. And it says as follows, V'hoyo ba'acholchem milechem horetz, and it'll come the time when you will be eating from the bread of the land, Torimu trumas chala l'ashem, then you will separate chala. Look what it says. What do you mean? No, we don't. That's not really eating. You don't eat it when it's dough. You have to first put it in the oven, and you have to wait an hour, and you have to let it cool down. But look what the pasuk says. V'hoyo ba'al cholchem. The Torah shows clearly that the chala, the tikkun of separating chala, is connected to the achila. Shehizkira ha'toyra ho achila b'feirush. The Torah mentions eating very specifically when it speaks about separating the challah, even though it seemingly is a little bit early. Why? Lahoira is to show us she'ikar mitzvahs challah hi b'shas ho'esek laso islechem l'achila, that the main mitzvah of separating this challah is when you're involved in the final production stage of producing bread to eat. She'oz tzrichin b'yoyser laham she'choras ha'rotzoin. That's when we really have to take action in order to draw upon ourselves this he'oras ha'rotzoin, shemeir b'shas ha'achila b'yoyser, which a person experiences most at the time of eating. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, v'hoyo ba'acholchem. And when you're going to eat, make sure to separate challah, because the separating of the challah is what's going to ensure that your eating is going to be the right kind of eating, the eating with he'oras ha'rotzoin. Paragraph Chof Ches. V'alkein nismecho parshas chala leparshas meraglin. Now comes something interesting. We know that this mitzvah of separating chala is presented in parshas Shlach, Shlach lecho anoshim, where that parsha begins with the whole story of the spies. And then right after that finishes, it leads right into the mitzvah of separating chala. Rav Nosson Zalnel is going to show how if you study that chapter on Likut Imran, Torah Zion in the second half of Likut Imran, and you follow the steps there, you see that it parallels, it matches up perfectly to what's going on in the Chumash about the Meraglim and then the topic of Chala. Ki pegam hamaraglim hoyo shal yodom nechrav habeis hamikdash, because the real damage that the Meraglim caused to Klal Yisrael was the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. How? If you remember your Chumash, they came back from their journey on Tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Av, and that's when they told the Jews, this Moshe Rabbeinu's off, he's nuts. Look at this. They showed him the fruit there. You know what Israel is? It's land of the giants. We don't stand a chance there. There's no way we're going to get there, et cetera, et cetera. And the Jews started crying and crying. And Hashem said, you're crying? I'm offering you the top of the world. I'm giving you on a silver platter the best country on earth. And you're crying for nothing? This day is going to be declared a day of crying for generations. And that's what established that day of Tisha B'Av. That's how Hashem chose that day to be the day when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the second Beis HaMikdash. And World War I broke out on Tisha B'Av. All kinds of major tragedies for Klal Yisrael. Sheze bechinas pegam heoras ben v'talmid kemavur heita b'atoral. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is damaging the Beis HaMikdash is synonymous with damaging the das of the son and the student. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, he shows how the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as a child and a student, because the Beis HaMikdash was a center of das that included both levels of das, the das of the son and the das of the student. V'alkein nismach lozer parshas chala, and this is why right after the Meraglim, the next topic that the Torah goes into is the topic of this chala, shehu bechinas he'oras ha'rotzoyim b'shas v'achila, because we said that this mitzvah of separating chala is all about the eros ha'rotzoyim during eating, bechinas ha'hefech mipegam hanal, which is the exact opposite of what the Meraglim did. because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Ki Moshe Rabbeinu al yedei tfilosoi shehispalel slachno, by Moshe Rabbeinu praying to Hashem, after the story of the miracle, Moshe Rabbeinu begged Hashem to forgive the Jewish people, shetikein pegam hamaraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu fixed up, he did damage control, he fixed up whatever he was able to fix up of the damage that the miracle had caused, v'himshich bechinas he'oras Chanukah, and Moshe Rabbeinu introduced the light of Chanukah into the world, v'chanukas habeis hamikdosh, Rabbeinu Zal shows over there the connection in Likutei Moran between that the slachno that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, that the last letters there spell the word Chanukah, and again the Meraglim were all about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Correcting their crime is all about renewing the Beis Hamikdash, which is Chanukah, Chanukah Sabayis. That's what it's all about. Shehu bechinas heoras hadas shel ben v'talmid, which is all, the concept of this bright das of the son and the student. And this is what brings about this heoras harotzoin during the time of eating. Shehu bechinas mitzvas chala. In order to relate to this well, you have to be familiar with the chapter in Likutei Moran. The steps that go, Rabbeinu Zal starts that chapter in Likutei Moran talking about that according to the slachna that a Jew has on Yom Kippur, that's how good a Chanukah he's going to have. According to how well you prayed for forgiveness and atonement on Yom Kippur, that's going to determine your Chanukah. And Rabbeinu Zal there builds a whole major building showing the connection between forgiveness for sins and restoring the Beis Hamikdash, you know, that whole connection. And Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here that the Beis Hamikdash is all about the sin of the Meraglim was the Pigam in Das, because that led to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. The mitzvah of Chala is all about He'oras HaRotzoin, which we had learned earlier is one of the most important ingredients in Shleimus HaDas, in fixing up the Das. V'alkein nismach shom miyad achar parshas meraglim parshas menochim unesochim. Rav Nosson says, and that's why also right over there in that same parsha, Shlach Lech over there, right after the meraglim, it speaks about the mitzvah of bringing a korban mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, and that there were the libations that went with it, you know, the pouring of the wine and the different things. Ki menochis unesochim, because these minchas, these korbanos which were made from flour and oil, and the nesochim, the pouring of the wine on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach, Hein Bechinas are connected to the Pasuk in Chumash way, way back during the time of Avram Avinu, where it says, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem Hoitzi Lechem V'yayin, that the king brought out bread and wine to show his gratitude to Avram Avinu for having saved them. Hamavoyer Shom Bahatoiranal, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in this chapter in Likutei Moran that this whole halacha is based on, Le'inyin he'oras harotzoin b'sha'asu achila. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it there, how this is related to this concept of he'oras harotzoin during eating, al yedei ha'kohen, via the kohen specifically. Bechinas, as the pasuk goes on to say over there, v'hu kohen l'kel elyoin, that Hashem labeled Avram Avinu as kohen, that he is a kohen, he is a holy priest for Hashem. K'moy shemavur Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this over there in Likutei Moran. The Isa B'divrei Rabbi Seinu Zal, the Gemara tells us, Al Posuk Zer, regarding this Posuk, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, that Hoitzi Lech Miyayin, Sheromaz Loi Al Hamanochis V'Hanesochim, that when this Malki Tzedek brought this Tavram Vino, he was hinting to him that your descendants in the future are going to bring in the Beis Hamikdash, the flour and the oil, the flour and the wine, these wine libations. Malki Tzedek brought this offering to Avram Avinu, portending that there's going to come a time in the future that your ancestors are going to serve Hashem with this, with flour, you know, and the wine. Nimtza, So we see, therefore, that these korban minchas and these nesachim are also tied into this concept of he'oras harotzim during eating. As Rabbi Nizal shows there, v'alkein nismach achar parshas meraglim, this is why the Torah places this mitzvah right after the story of the meraglim, ki hu tikun l'cheit ha-meraglim kanal, because this is the antidote, this is the solution, this is the rectification for what the meraglim did. The meraglim caused the opposite of he'oras harotzim. They burned down the Beis HaMikdash. And this is all about he'oras harotzim, which is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. Kikvar mavoyer, because we already explained earlier, shekol korbonoi sheba Beis HaMikdash heim bechinas achila she'al yodom meir he'oras harotzim. That all the different sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the portions that were eaten from it, that's achila dekdusha, that's he'oras harotzim. That's the kind of eating that generates that deep, deep connection with Hashem. V'alkein tzivsa ha'toyro lohovi im kol korban menochei sunesachim. And this is why the Torah instructed us that together with the animal that you're bringing as a sacrifice, in addition to that, bring a mincha, this offering of flour and oil and frankincense, and nesachim, these libations, the libations of wine on the mizbeach. Shehem lechem ve'yayim, these were bread and wine. Shehem ikar ho'achila, they are two of the most important staples of food. We know nowadays we're all a bunch of sissies. We're busy drinking Diet Coke and power drinks and all kinds of baloney. In the olden days, when they were real men and real ladies, they drank wine. The standard beverage was wine. So bread and wine were the most important basic foods, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'lechem levav enosh yisod, that bread is what satisfies, that nourishes the person the most, and yayin also. Sheshom ikar harotzayin, that's where the main level of rotzayin is found. Ki lechem v'yayin heim ikar achilas ushtiyas ha'odom, because these two, bread and wine, are the most important achilas of a person. We know that these are examples. Wine is the only beverage in the world which has its own bracha, right? Every other beverage is shahakol. Whether it's apple juice, whether it's pear juice, all the different, you know, everything, Coca-Cola, all standard shahakol. The one thing that has a unique blessing to it is wine. And again, the only food in the world for which you have to wash and make hamoitz, make anatil sedayim and hamoitzi and berkas hamozayim is lechem. So these are the two top things in the category of foods. V'alkein merumas he'oras harotzim b'shasu achila b'posuk, and this is why this deep longing for Hashem is hinted to in which pasuk? In the pasuk which says v'lechem levav enosh yisod, that bread is what nourishes and satisfies the heart of the person. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, and wine brings joy to the person's heart. Kemuva shom b'hatoy ranal. Rabbeinu Zal there in Likut Imran shows how this pasuk speaks about he'oras harotzayin. So we see that the main he'oras harotzayin is when it comes to these two, especially bread and wine. And this ties into what we learned about earlier, about Shabbos. That the day in the week, the one day in the week that a Jew can experience the highest level of he'oras harotzayin, it's Shabbos, right? This deep longing. How do we take on Shabbos? With bread and wine. The Kiddush, we make Kiddush on wine and or on bread. And if, even if we make Kiddush on wine, right after the wine comes the bread. This combination of wine and bread are the two most powerful foods. In what respect? That they generate this he'oras harotzim. They prepare a person's mind and heart to be focused on Hashem, to want this deep connection with Hashem. Ki lechem v'yayin heim ikar ho'achila, sheshom meir horas ha'otzim, sheze b'chinas lechem v'yayin shehoitzi malki tzedek neged Avram. And this is the concept, this dates back thousands of years ago, that when Shem wanted to show recognition, when they wanted to show recognition to Avram Avinu, for his deep relationship with Hashem and how Hashem stood by him and helped him win all of his battles, they brought him this bread and wine, Shezeh b'chinas menochos u'nesachim, which was alluding to the future when the Jews would have a Beis HaMikdash and their deep connection to Hashem would be with this bread and wine, with these menochos u'nesachim. This is why this is written right next to the Parsha of Meraglim, which was the opposite of this. And right after the Menachos and Nesachim, the Torah swings into the topic of Chala, ki hakol echad. It's all one. That whole Parsha is about this topic of Heoras HaRotzlein, about how the Meraglim blew it, and then how Hashem gave the Jews these mitzvahs, which restore it, which restore this Heoras HaRotzlein.